For a game called Malady Melodies, let's welcome our next two contestants, Liz Flynn and Simone Chavour. Liz, Simone, what song are you sick of right now? Or even, it doesn't have to be right now, like a contemporary, it could be a song in the past that you just hope you would never, ever have to hear again. Liz?
I'd have to go with almost any song from the musical Oklahoma.
What happened?
It's my mother's favorite musical, and I grew up listening to it a lot, and my mom singing along and just listening to it on car trips.
Yeah.
And
you hate your mom, is what you're trying to say.
Just Oklahoma.
Just Oklahoma, okay. Someone is very upset in the back of the balcony.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I think that is a very good answer.
Thank you, Simone.
Well, anyone who knows me knows that my musical tastes were cast in cement in the 90s, like the 80s and 90s, kind of gothy industrial.
Yeah.
Love some angst.
Sure.
But I had a friend in high school who was obsessed with The Cure.
Yeah.
She was Robert Smith for Halloween once. So anytime like Love Song comes on the radio, I just turn it as fast as I can. It's too much.
Yep.
Too much eyeliner.
Yep. I could have been that friend, just so you know.
Obviously, we get sick of certain songs eventually. This game is songs about getting sick. So I'm going to play some songs whose titles contain a minor medical ailment. But the lyrics have been changed to literally describe each ailment, which is how these songs should have been written to begin with. Your job is to ring in and identify the original song title. Here we go.
You never know how much I hate school. Gonna say my forehead's hot. When I claim it's an infection, you think a temp is what I got, a faker.
Simone. You give me fever.
Fever is correct.
I saw those leaves of three. Didn't let them be. Then my skin turned red. Now the rash is starting to spread.
Liz?
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
You answered that with the never heard of the song, but I listened to what the words said tone of voice.
Yep.
Sometimes that's a better strategy. Here we go.
Feeling kind of dizzy, senses start to wane. Now I'm matching images sent to my brain. I've done some heavy drinking, much to my chagrin. Am I talking to you, or is that your twin? I'm so drunk, I got...
Liz.
A hangover?
No.
Up until that last line,
yeah.
I thought I had
no,
it.
No, that's a good guess. Simone,
totally
do you know
logical.
With that double vision.
Yeah.
Liz, I love you. You're just like, I'm telling you what this song is. I
She's
heard the lyrics.
She's diagnosing the songs.
They're all different strategies. They're all valid. Whatever gets you there.
I couldn't reach my back at the beach. Now it's badly burned. I am a man who just doesn't tan. I will never learn. SPF 1. I got a...
Liz.
Blister in the sun.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time I scuba dive, I'm lucky to come up alive. Pain in my joints. And I'm staggering around. This'll go away, I guess. When the gas is decompressed, then I won't be feeling pressure. And I've got...
Liz.
The bends?
The bends.
My friend who I penned and invited to spend her breaks I'd seen with me. She said, I contend that the cell phone photo trend is lame, so let's skip the selfie. We asked another friend to that end, would he lend a real camera for some indoor shots? But I didn't comprehend how the flash would offend, because now I am seeing spots.
Liz.
Blinded by the light?
Yeah. Thanks for not leaving me hanging, Liz. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is your last clue.
Things are spinning round. I think my inner ears are quiet and sound. If I get up, I'm gonna need a hand to lose my balance, and I find it hard to stand. Also, I'm nauseous. Oh no, oh no. Got a case of...
Simone.
Vertigo.
Yeah. How did our contestants do, Will?
Another very close one, but our winner was Liz. So Liz, you'll come back for our final round at the end of the show. Thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll talk to the Dear Abby of Doing It, sex columnist Dan Savage. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR. Come on, let's talk about sex with a big group.